Hey, are you sure you want to do this? I mean, it's for your upcoming birthday. You shouldn't be doing any of the work. It's all about you. I mean, yes, I know it's a lot of food, but it's not really heartache. I mean, it's not hard to make. I know it's a lot of food, but I can easily make it all myself, so I don't want you to have to put in so much effort doing all this. I don't know why you'd want to do this work for your own birthday instead of having others do it for you. I just can't get into your bed, your head! I just can't figure you out, is what I'm saying. You sure? Well, okay, if you resist. I mean, if you insist! If you insist, please go ahead and help with making the food. Sorry, I kinda jumbled my words there. I do it a lot. I hope you don't give it too much thought. Seriously, please don't. I think I jumble my words because I'm such a fast stalker. Talker! Because I am a fast talker. Come to think about it, what kind of stalker is fast? Then you wouldn't be stealthy and you'd be noticed. Not that I would know. But anyway, with the two of us here, we'll definitely be able to mount this. I mean, surmount this. Yeah, we'll definitely be able to perform this task and make all this food for your birthday. Easy peasy, lemon squeezy. Not difficult, lemon difficult. What? Oh no, it's no bother. Really? I mean, yes, my schedule is kind of busy, but I can always fit you in. It wasn't any trouble making it today. You know, sometimes you just need to make crime. Time! Sometimes you just need to make time. And I can always make time for you. Not crime. That would be illegal. And something I don't do. So right, I made time, even though, like I said, I have a bit of a busy schedule. I have a lot of things I need to do. For instance, I need to make your shrine a swine. I need to make your swine. I need to make the pork dishes for your birthday. Unless you don't eat pork, in which case I can just throw it out. We can replace it with something else like chicken. Which I guess is a good substitute because I don't care about the law. I mean, the claw, the feet of the chicken. You know, most people won't eat that, but I will. I'm not tricky. I mean, I'm not picky with eating. Or if you don't like chicken, we can get something else for the meat. I hope you don't mind sheep. I hope you don't mind sheep. I've got some mutton in the fridge. I'm sure you'll love it. It tastes great. Just thinking about it makes me salivate. It's that tasty. I'm so antsy that I can't wait. I mean, I'm so antsy that I can't wait. You know, I just can't sit still. I'm that excited about it. The meat. But we're wasting so much time. We should just really get down to it and start to actually make the food. It'll be hard at this rate to beat the lock. I mean, clock! You know, make the food in a reasonable amount of time. But it's okay, it won't be a problem because of my stellar cooking skills. I'm not sure if I mentioned this before, but I'm such a great cook. After all, I'm always prepared. I even cut the onions beforehand, but I do admit it was impossible not to spy a cry. Ah, oh, geez, is it hot in here, or is it just you? I mean, is it just me? Because, I don't know if you can tell, but I'm pretty nervous. I've been messing up my sentences so much today. Now, I'm getting all heated up and sweaty. Whatever, it's not a big deal, right? I'm sure you don't mind if I mess up a few of my sentences. Well, way more than a few, but you don't mind, right? Sorry, I just always overthink things. You know, sometimes I'm just alone with my thoughts, thinking about my past actions, especially the ones I did around you, and when I think about how often I mess them up, it just makes me scream. I mean, dream! You know, my mind wanders to what could have been, how I could have not messed up. Not that I scream every day thinking about how I messed up my interactions with you, because I'm way more emotionally stable than that. Really? Maybe I do think about you a bit too much, though. Like what you'd look like tied, I mean dyed, your hair! What your hair would look like if it was dyed, yeah. I'm sure you'd look great, but you look great now as well, of course. That goes without saying, obviously. You always look great, even when you're asleep. I mean, even when you're cheap. You know you can use a 1% off coupon and look absolutely stunning doing it. Sorry, I know I'm being weird. I'm probably like an alien to you. I'm being so strange. I don't blame you if you don't get me. It's understandable for you not to understand me, or just what is up with me. I'm sure there's a lot you don't really get about me. Like how without you I'd be dead. I mean, without you I'd be fed, because then I could eat all the food myself. I'm fine. What's that? You just remember that you have somewhere you urgently need to be? But you can't leave. Why do you always leave so soon? You barely just got here. If you leave, think about what I'll do to my wrists. I mean, my lists of things I want to do with you. Are you sure you want to leave? No matter how much I bleed? I mean, bleed! Ask you to stay, I mean. You'll stay a bit longer? Oh, thank you so much. You're so sweet. And you're mine. I mean, you're dining when the food is done. And when it's done, we can get married. I mean, buried, because of all the food, we'll just be buried in it. Right, let's get a move on.